When U.S. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy retired last month, it set off a storm. A Ronald Reagan appointee, he was known as the swing vote, at times voting with liberal or conservative justices. Now that Trump has picked Brett Kavanaugh as Kennedy's replacement, some aren't too happy with that choice.
We believe that Justice Kennedy's replacement must be a fair-minded constitutionalist who values equality and justice for all people, not just the wealthy and the powerful.
That's Ray Seaman with Progress Florida's Why Courts Matter Coalition.
President Trump's nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to a lifetime appointment on the Supreme Court should concern every single Floridian. No matter what your biggest issue is, whether you care about access to health care, reproductive rights, voting rights, protecting our environment, LGBT equality, or criminal justice reform, the fate of all of these issues hang in the balance. We simply cannot let President Trump take over the Supreme Court for the next 40 years with a rubber stamp justice like Brett Kavanaugh.
Since his nomination, Kavanaugh has drawn criticism from liberal-leaning groups for some of his past stances as an appeals court judge. For example, he was in the minority when the appeals court decided last year to allow an undocumented immigrant in custody to seek an abortion. It's opinions like that that scare abortion rights activists, especially since President Trump vowed during a 2016 presidential debate to overturn Roe v. Wade, a Supreme Court decision 40 years ago allowing women to have access to abortions across the U.S.
Do you want to see the court overturn Roe v. Wade?
Well, if we put another two or perhaps three justices on, that's really what's going to be, that will happen. And that'll happen automatically, in my opinion, because I am putting pro-life justices on the court. I will say this, it will go back to the states, and the states will then make a determination.
Women across this country deserve access to safe and legal abortion, and we're going to oppose any nominee who's predetermined on this issue.
That's Missy Wesolowski, the statewide director of Florida Alliance of Planned Parenthood Affiliates. She's protested against Republican-led efforts in the Florida legislature to put abortion restrictions in place, and some have even faced court challenges. In a recent protest at the state capitol, she and other progressive groups called Roe v. Wade the law of the land and should not be overturned. But some in the conservative camp don't see that happening, even if Kavanaugh is put in place. North Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is one of them. Still, he didn't rule out the possibility that there could be rulings supported by pro-life advocates.
Some of the pro-life initiatives that we've seen in state legislatures, for example, the Pain Capable legislation, the heartbeat legislation, that the constitutional validity of those state-based actions could ripen before the court and could receive more favorable treatment, bring our country more pro-life position, but that wouldn't necessarily have to fundamentally alter the holdings in Roe.
Still, whether Kavanaugh actually will get the role remains to be seen. He first has to get U.S. Senate approval, and it's unclear if he'll have enough votes. Since it's an election year, Republicans have set their sights on Florida's U.S. Democratic Senator Bill Nelson and whether he'll sign off on Kavanaugh. And while Florida's Republican Party chairman Blazingoli acknowledges there are pro-choice Republicans, he says it would galvanize the base if Nelson does not vote to seat Kavanaugh based on his abortion-related stances.
If you had a bunch of people, Democrats, Senate Democrats, Bill Nelson coming out and saying that they did not want to confirm Judge Kavanaugh just based upon that issue, that would definitely motivate a big portion of the base.
As for Senator Nelson, he hasn't really said whether he'll agree to confirm Kavanaugh, only stating he'll make his decision after meeting with Trump's U.S. Supreme Court pick. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kordner.